Welcome to The How of Business with Henry Lopez and David Begin, the podcast that helps you start, run, and grow your small business. And now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to The How of Business podcast. This is Henry Lopez. This is the second of a series of episodes on the topic of what it takes to be ready, willing, and able to start your first small business. In this series of episodes, I'm going to share my thoughts, tips, and experiences related to being ready to start your first business and becoming your own boss. The first episode in the series was episode 292, which focused on the ready part. And on this episode, I'll share more details on the willing part of ready, willing, and able, and what I mean by that. So are you willing to start your first small business? And if you're not ready or willing today, what do you need to do to get there? That's what this episode is all about. To receive more information about The How of Business, including links to the show notes page for this episode, just text the word BIZ, B-I-Z, to 31996. If you've been listening to this podcast for some time, you may know that I started my first business back in 1991. I've been challenged with many significant failures and setbacks, but I have also been fortunate to be part of some successful small businesses. I've been the host of the How of Business podcast for almost 4 years now, with almost 300 shows released. I've been helping other people start, run, and grow their small business for over 5 years, and I've found that there are some common challenges that most people face on their way to starting their first business. For many people, it's not the idea that's the hard part, it's their mindset, their personal finances, or their willingness to sacrifice. That's often what separates those who just talk about it from the few who actually move forward and launch their first business. So let's talk about the willing part of are you ready, willing, and able? Do you dream of becoming your own boss? Have you gotten to a point where you just can't keep working for someone else? You may likely have one or more great ideas, but you just can't seem to get any traction with those ideas. What I have found is that you need to be completely honest with yourself in assessing what is really holding you back. I believe you can summarize it this way. You need to honestly determine how ready, willing, and able you are to start that first small business. So let's talk more about the willing part of this. Are you willing to put in the time and effort is how I would summarize it. The time and the effort that it's going to take to start a small business. This is a great quote from a book on a related subject, and I think it applies here, by Jeff Olson. He is the author of the book, The Slight Edge. And the quote is, "Successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do," end quote. So think about that. Successful people, they do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. That starts to explain what I mean by what sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for the sake of your business success, for the sake of getting started with your first business? Are you willing to give up hobbies, free time, family time, hanging out with your friends, watching TV, playing video games, whatever it is that you well know is not the best use of our time, but you've gotten used to it, you enjoy it, maybe it's how you reward yourself, whatever it might be. Your success in business, as with many things in life, is directly proportionate to your discipline and your sacrifice. And if you think back in life, I think you would agree that those things that you achieved that were worthwhile required a level of discipline and sacrifice. Business success is typically a long-term journey. I don't know, and I've been searching, but I haven't found any get-rich-quick schemes that work. The journey is filled with setbacks, and it demands consistency and dedication. In my experience, and certainly my personal experience, there are very few true overnight successes, at least in the business world. It may seem that way because we're, you know, constantly exposed to glamorized examples of huge and seemingly immediate success. Indeed, there are certainly plenty of instant success stories. They do happen. But the reality is that for most small business owners like us, it takes time to build a profitable venture. It takes time to get something launched. More often than not, a successful entrepreneur's journey is marked by overcoming challenges along the way. So are you willing to stick with it to delay gratification? And that's another key component that I've observed that a lot of people struggle with. Are you willing to delay gratification and also get back up after a failure and try again? As a business owner, you're likely going to work harder than you have ever worked before. Maybe even longer hours than you work now. Now, the idea is that you're not going to do that forever, but during the startup phase, during the planning phase, and likely you might have to do this while you still have a full-time job, yes, you're going to have to put in longer hours than you possibly have ever put in before. Once you cross over into the world of entrepreneurship, you assume the ultimate responsibility for everything. There will be times when the work to be done seems endless, like you could work 24/7 and never get it done. That's how it's going to feel sometimes. And so to get through it all will require your maximum possible effort. And so you have to be willing to give it that. So are you willing to be the person also who has to handle the hard questions and make the tough decisions? I think those two key things are paramount to be successful in business. And you have to be honest with yourself as to whether you are willing to be that person. You know, when we work for someone else, especially if we work in a corporation, depending on our position, we might make some decisions, but the ultimate, the hard decisions, the ones that are the future of your company are dependent on, that could determine bankruptcy versus success, those decisions now will fall on you and possibly your partners to make these tough calls, to make these hard decisions. Might be something seemingly as simple as firing someone. You have to be accountable. You have to be willing to take on that responsibility, which maybe you haven't had to before. So as you think about being ready, willing, and able, and especially the willing part, here are some questions to ask yourself to help you think through this. Are you willing to work harder than you ever have? So I just talked about this, but really honestly assess this. If you think that starting a small business is about, you know, vacations and getting to write everything off and having all these tax deductions and not working as hard, that obviously ultimately is the goal, the not having to work as hard. But initially, in my experience, you're going to have to work extremely hard to get started and to grow your business initially. Are you willing to be challenged constantly and always be learning new things? So be honest with yourself about that. If you're the type of person who doesn't really want to learn new things, you feel like you've done enough of that, you did that in college or whatever the situation might be, I'm here to tell you, not surprisingly, that it is quite the opposite. We never stop learning. And I think if you've gotten this far in thinking about starting a business, you probably are a curious person. So I think the wanting to learn constantly should probably be something that is part of you. But the being challenged constantly, you really have to be willing to take that on as well. Do you have passion for your business idea? Because that's what's going to keep driving you and make it so that you're willing to put in the effort and make the sacrifices. And then I talked about this one, but it's worth coming back to. Are you willing to delay gratification or are you searching for immediate results? In my experience, yeah, you might get lucky and things might align the right way and you have immediate results, but more likely than not, you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to deal with some setbacks and some challenges. You're going to have to delay gratification so that you can build something that then rewards you later. Are you desperately looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, or are you willing to build your business over time? Because that's what it usually takes. And then another big one, are you willing and are you prepared for the impact on yourself? We've talked about that a lot. But on your family as well. If you have an immediate family, a spouse, a partner, children, there's going to be a strain on those relationships. So that's why it's so important that you and your partner or spouse be in alignment on this decision. That's not always the case, but that's something that is very important. So are you willing for that to deal with that impact on your personal relationships? And are you willing to make the sacrifices now in order to build and grow your business? I'm excited to tell you about my recently released online self-paced course called Starting Your Business, Are You Ready? I've just recently released it on the Udemy online learning site. And this is a self-paced course which will help you clearly understand if you are in fact ready, willing, and able to start your first small business like we've just been chatting about. And if you're not quite ready now, what do you need to do to get there? The course includes a series of on-demand videos where I share my details, tips, techniques for getting ready to start your business. There's an entire section on the willing component that we've just talked about in this episode, but at a much deeper level. My online program is about helping you take the first critical steps toward realizing your dreams of becoming your own boss. I will take you step by step through a process that would help you determine if you are in fact ready and willing to be your own boss and specifically identify what you need to do next. You'll end up with a clear plan and a roadmap to get you ready to launch your first small business. I'm currently offering a special discount for my listeners of the How of Business podcast. So visit thehowofbusiness.com to get your promo code, or you can always text the word biz, B-I-Z, to 31996. So as you begin on your path to starting your first business, it's critical that you honestly determine how mentally and emotionally ready you are today. And if you're not ready now, as I always say, then what do you need to do? What skills do you need to develop? What resources do you need to tap into? Partnerships that maybe you need to form so that you can realize your dreams of business ownership. You're going to get there. Everybody has their unique path, as I always say. Yours might take a little longer. It might be a little faster than I did. It depends on how ready you are. And it's not just the mental components of it, but it's also where you might be financially today. And what are you willing to sacrifice today? You may not be quite ready, and that's okay. The key is to be honest with yourself. And at least if it is still a dream of yours of owning your first business, then to get on your path, to get started with getting ready, willing, and able to start your first business. So my book recommendation for this episode, I mentioned already, it's called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I really like this book. I think it's just a general book about life and achieving in life. In fact, it's a book that I read together with my daughter when she was still in high school. Jeff Olson has a teen version of this book, which I also highly recommend. If you have teenagers that you are influencing, I recommend it. It's called The Slight Edge. And here's another great quote from this book that I think is appropriate to what we're talking about here. Jeff Olson says in the book, quote, "The truth is, what you do matters. What you do today matters. What you do every day matters. Successful people just do the things that seem to make no difference in the act of doing them, and they do them over and over and over until the compound effect kicks in," end quote. So what that means to me, and I hope it inspires you as well, is that you have to do the little things, and it's your path. It's a step at a time, but it's about showing up, as he talks about in The Slight Edge. It's about doing those little things that others aren't willing to do. It's about making those small or seemingly small sacrifices now, being willing to do that, being willing to apply the discipline now for a payoff later, being willing to delay gratification and doing the things you know you need to be doing now to realize your dreams. And again, for some of you, it might be something you can realize this year. For others, like it was for me, it might take you longer. That's okay. What I've always found is as long as I'm on my path to my vision, to what I want to achieve, then that's what it's about. So the one thing I would like you to take away from this episode is that I want to challenge you to determine how willing you are today. Are you willing to put in the time and effort to start your first business? And if you're not completely willing today, then what do you need to do to start preparing yourself and taking action? Remember, taking those small steps on a daily basis, if possible, so that you can realize your dreams. If you want it bad enough, you can do it. To find out more about my Starting Your Business, Are You Ready? Online self-paced course, and to get your discount promo code, please visit thehowofbusiness.com or text biz, B-I-Z, to 31996. My course will help you get ready to become a successful small business owner. This is Henry Lopez, and thanks for listening to this episode of The How of Business. I will release the next episode in this series very soon. We release episodes every Monday morning, And of course, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and at our website, thehowabusiness.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to The How of Business. For more information, links, and other resources, please visit thehowabusiness.com.